This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All.
Well, it was not a good week for the rankings in terms of the Maryland Terrapin men, because they slipped this week, and for very good reason, and many reasons indeed, as we will discuss that here on the Baltimore Sports Free For All, as for the first time in a long time, we're reporting bad news for the Maryland men's program.
It's kind of strange how every week on the Free For All, we talk about the men and the women, and a majority of the times, we have some wins clumped together. Now, there will be weeks where we talk about a loss, but that's here or there, and there's a big separation between here or there. But, yeah, this is the first week or edition of our episode where we basically are going to be reporting a loss and no win for the men. As far as the women go, they did win a couple of games since the last time we had an episode based on Maryland Terrapins basketball news, but you got to remember, though, they did have a loss the week before, so they dropped one spot in the AP polls there.
Yes, but the men, however, they only played one game, Josh, since the last time we had an edition of the Baltimore Sports Free For All that did focus on the Maryland Terrapin men. But it was against Wisconsin. It was an unranked team, and it was a team in your conference, so you got to worry about what to talk about with that.
Yeah, and when we go back to February 13th, or as card companies would say, Valentine's Day Eve. You got to get the tickets for the Terps game for your love out there that may want to see it. Well, if you went out to the Xfinity Center this past Saturday night to see the then number two ranked Maryland men's team taking on Wisconsin. Now, you got to remember, and we always got to go back to this. The last time Wisconsin and Maryland played, it was on the road. It was at Wisconsin. Wisconsin was giving them a run for their money. And at the end of it all, Melo Trimble hit a game-winning three-point shot. Well, going to this game, you had Maryland coming off of a huge win against in-state college Bowie State. And they were thinking to themselves, wow, we're feeling pretty good. Oh, Wisconsin? Oh, we only beat them by 3 points on the road. Surely at the Xfinity Center, where we seem nearly unbeatable, we could surely take them on, right? Right?
Don't call them Shirley.
Nope.
Because it did not happen. They lose in spectacular fashion, 70-57. This game was a little bit of an embarrassment for the Terps, as you know they were number two. They lose at home. They get their winning streak snapped.
27 games.
And to add salt on the wound as well, one of your star players commits a technical foul that just looked absolutely ugly. Because at first glance, when you take a look at it, you're saying to yourself, Well, it didn't look that bad because they're just two guys just diving for the ball. Everything's hunky-dory, except when you look at it in slow motion. Diamond Stone takes a Wisconsin player's head and just shoves it into the floor. No reason for that whatsoever.
Yeah, you had some people saying, well, that's a technical foul. Well, no, it should have been a flagrant foul because it looked like he literally was trying to injure him, pushing down in the head. Well, look, at the end of the day, though, when you're Mark Turgeon and you're coaching these young guys, all of them who have spectacular talents, like Diamond Stone, your freshman center for Maryland, at the end of the day, you still have to set a precedent and saying, look, we are a top five team. Well, now it's number six team in the nation. You know, we're a top five kind of program that we have going on right now. We have top five potential. We have a chance of being a Final Four team if we can stay on our game and stay aggressive. But we can't just do stuff like that. We can't be the 1990s Detroit Pistons with Isaiah Thomas and Dennis Rodman and being rough with everybody. You just can't do that.
No, and they had 9 turnovers in the first half. First half, Josh.
Yeah, 9 turnovers in the first half. Not to mention, you went 12 for 22 in free throws right there. It boggles my mind that any team that doesn't get over 75% free throw percentage shooting, a successful free throw percentage shooting, how do you let that happen? How do you miss over nearly 10 shots that you should have made? It's impossible. It's unacceptable.
As Rashid Suleiman said, it looked like they were playing with their feet stuck in the mud, and that's what this game overall looked like, because it was over in the first half. Everybody just looking at this game saying to themselves, wow, this is what you get for seeing a young team like the Maryland Terrapins, because they play down to their opponents. That's the criticism that they give to this Maryland program, is that they play down to their opponents. Granted, they play down to their opponents to get the number two ranking in the country prior to this game, but Hopefully this game can be a wake-up call to a young Maryland Terrapin program, and one where Diamond Stone has to now eat his cake because he's suspended for one game by Mark Turgeon. He's not going to have to think to himself, maybe I should slow it down a notch a little bit. Yes, I am one of the top recruits in the country. Yes, I am one of the most highly touted players in the country. But I cannot get away with things like that. That's going to hurt my stock when it comes to NBA draft time and everything else that's been going on. I need to help this club win now and see where Maryland can go from here. I really hope that this is a learning experience from them because this game, it was bad all around.
Yeah, and getting back to Diamond Stone here real quick, when you look at some of the stats here for Diamond Stone, it didn't seem like he had a bad game except for that foul that he committed, which took a lot of minutes off of his timesheet. He went 5-for-6 from the floor and had 4 blocks, had a steal, had 1 rebound, and 10 points. Now, granted, maybe if he would have played more minutes, he probably would have had more rebounds, but I digress. But the key stat in this game, Ray, 1-for-14 from the floor. You want to guess who missed most of those shots?
I'm going to say Melo Trimble.
Yes, sophomore guard Melo Trimble, who last year was one of the most efficient shooters in all of men's college basketball, and now it just seems like he has some games where he's efficient and making 3-point shots and making shots from the floor, and then he has clunkers like this where he's facing teams that are unranked like a Wisconsin, and then he's going 1-for-14 from the floor, 0-for-2 from the 3-point line. You know, you just can't do that. You have to set an example there, and you have to know when to take your shots. And certainly, hopefully, like Diamond Stone learning his lesson with this suspension that he has coming up, missing a game against Minnesota, hopefully Melo Trimble can learn to take better shots going down the road, because we only have 5 regular season games left, and then you have the Big Ten tournament, and then you have to figure out where you're going to be seated in the NCAA tournament coming up in March.
Now, I think this loss comes at a pretty good time for the Maryland Terrapins because, yes, they were riding high. They only had 3 losses all year. They had the big, giant home winning streak that they thought they could not be beaten at home. But eventually, if you start getting your ego inflated, it tends to be a bad thing for a program, especially a young program. So I think this loss did come at a good time because there are 5 games left in the season, but there are many games left in terms of Big Ten tournament play, and then you go to the big tournament itself. I think Maryland losing to Wisconsin this bad at home is a good thing, and one that I think that the Terps will overcome, because as we've seen in tournaments past, just because you're the top seed does not guarantee that you're going to get a victory. I think it's only happened once, Josh, where we've had all number one seeds in that Final Four, and it happened recently, but it hasn't happened that often. So the number one seed isn't necessarily a blessing for a basketball program, especially one of Maryland's caliber. So seeing them drop to number 6, it's humbling.
Yeah, and your upcoming games here on Thursday, the 18th, you're going to be going on the road to face a Minnesota team. That will be the Diamond Stone-less game coming up there for the Terps. And then on Sunday, the 21st, they will be hosting the Michigan Wolverines. And, of course, Michigan being one of Maryland's 2 unranked Big Ten losses going into this year. So as we move on from the men to the women, since our last episode, were not really doing too well coming off of a humbling loss against Ohio State, but since then have picked up a couple wins. Maryland winning 73-59 against the Purdue Boilermakers on February the 11th, as we're looking at that stats here. Shatori Walker-Kimbrough, once again, solid game for her, 23 points. 3-for-4 from the 3-point line for the guard, Shatori Walker-Kimbrough. Brianna Jones, the center, had 2 blocks, 2 assists, 11 rebounds, 7 of them offensive, and had 12 points of her own. And Kristen Conroy, 3-for-7 from the 3-point line, getting 9 points for herself right there. So, solid win there for Brenda Freeze's Terps as they continue to do well at home and improved the 22-3, 11-2 in the Big Ten with that 73-59 win over Purdue. And as we move on to the Valentine's Day game, the game where you actually could have taken your date out to see a ranked college basketball team play.
And you see from Valentine's Day, I think one of the more universal colors of Valentine's Day are red for red roses. How about purple Northwestern?
Yeah, purple Northwestern. And Northwestern was actually doing pretty decent against Maryland, especially not so much in the first quarter, But in the second and third and fourth, they were outscoring Maryland. But getting back to the first, though, Ray, when you're 20, when you're losing to Maryland 25-5 after the first quarter and you outscore them the other three, if the differentials don't add up for Northwestern's favor, 79-70 does have a big magnifying glass right there, and that could have been a big upset for Northwestern right there.
It could have, but it was not meant to be, as the Maryland women walk out of there with a victory and are able to maintain their ranking, so to speak, even though I think they were number five, now they're number six. So they were able to maintain somewhat of their status right there in the rankings, but not as bad as a week for the women, because we were talking about them prior to this show and talking about how they were kind of slipping a little bit. Now they seem to have right the course. This is the time for the men now to right the course as well, as people are going back and forward and wondering where exactly these programs are going to end up come tournament time.
Yep, Walker Kimbrough in that 79-70 win over Northwestern, 27 points of her own, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 for 4 from the 3-point line. Brianna Jones, 14 points, had 5 rebounds of her own right there. 3 blocks for Jones as well. Looking at seeing who else had a solid game. Oh, Tierney Pifferman, the forward, went 6 for 12 from the floor, 2 for 4 from the 3-point line, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, and had 15 points of her own right there. And as we look ahead to the women's schedule coming up right here, their next noticeable game coming up, they're going to be facing Michigan, which will be on Wednesday night. And then Sunday, they'll be taking on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights right there on the 21st. So two big games coming up in conference for the men and the women there, considering the fact that you have 4 games remain on the regular season schedule, 4 of the women before the Big Ten tournament, as the men have 5. Now, before we close out this episode here, tell me, as far as the women go, you had 2 losses this year against Ohio State, and those are big when you look at the sight of things there, because these are 2 teams that will probably meet in the finals, and knowing that Ohio State has the women's number, what do you think the women need to do to beat Ohio State?
A congenital heart defect has befallen Ohio State moments before they're able to step onto the court.
No,
that won't happen. But what is going on now with
aggressiveness needs to step up.
Well, I mean, with aggressiveness, but you don't want to be too aggressive, because Josh, if you're too aggressive, that leads
to
turnovers.
Technical fouls.
No, that leads to turnovers.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And with turnovers, you start playing like that, it's going to lead to more mistakes, lead to more fouls, so to speak. And with everything going on the court, you cannot have errors when you're playing against Ohio State. You have very little margin for error with women's basketball because of the disparity in talent between these teams. And Ohio State and Maryland is one of those programs where you could see it might not be the most even match you could see. And even though Maryland swept the Big Ten last year, did not happen this year. There's gonna be blood for these games.
Now, Ohio State 13-1 in the Big Ten Conference, Maryland 12-2 in the Big Ten Conference as far as the women's stat are concerned. Would you say it's safe to say Maryland just should not worry about winning the Big Ten regular season title, just finish off strong, get into the tournament as a top 2 or 3 seed, and just see where you go from there?
In terms of national recognition, people look towards the main tournament in itself. They don't really look at the conference tournaments and see who won that and everything that happens. Yeah, the Maryland Terrapins, the men, when they beat the Duke to win the ACC title many, many years ago, people were heralding that. But in terms of, like, you know, national recognition, it's the main tournament that gets you your prize.
Now, going to the men real quick before we close out. The men, as of right now, same situation as the ladies. They're a game back of their competition. Iowa is 11-2. Maryland is 10-3. Maryland has beaten Iowa before. Should Maryland worry about getting the Big Ten title, regular season, whatever, or should they just finish strong, just like the ladies, and hope to get a top 2 seed?
Well, with the men, there's a lot of expectations with them. So
a lot of expectations.
Them not winning the Big Ten title this year could rattle their confidence going into the tournament, because, as I said, the loss against Wisconsin came at a good time with 5 games left in the regular season. You do that in the Big Ten tournament, that really hurts your confidence going forward. Yeah, you're gonna be playing some scrub teams out of like Stony Brook College or something else along those lines. But As soon as you get to like the real competition, it's not going to be good if you are lacking confidence in yourself because you got bounced in the Big Ten tournament. People will be talking about that, and it will be brought up in press conferences and along everything those lines with, you know, interviews and everything that you go leading up to those games.
Yep, so here's hoping to a big, strong finish for both the men and the women coming up.
Yep, and this is another edition of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. I am Ray Atkinson.
And I am Josh Hall.
And we will see you all.